Hi, my name is Lana, and I'm a lifestyle educator with practical experience on how following natural laws restores health. In this series, I'm going to share with you the exciting healing properties in nature and simple remedies. By God's grace, I've been able to overcome migraines, Gilbert syndrome, and even inflammatory breast cancer by following these natural laws. In the times that we're living in, we need to have our health and our immune system working for us. And these laws do just that. As it's not helpful or healthful for us to bite off more than we can chew, I'm going to share this information with you in bite-sized pieces. So join me now for Tiny Bites for Strength. Strength, we all need it. We all want more of it. But how do we get it? When we have health, we have strength. So what is health? Health is not the absence of disease, as health is not dependent upon disease, but dependent upon natural laws. Health is the natural, normal state of our being, when all the organs and systems work together in unison. So what is disease? Disease is an effort of nature to free the system of conditions that result from the violation of the laws of health. So what are these laws of health? We'll get to that in a minute. But right now, what do we do when disease comes? The Bible says the curse causeless shall not come. So when disease comes, we ascertain the cause in light of these natural laws. So we ascertain the cause, we correct wrong habits, we change unhealthful conditions, and then we assist nature in her efforts to expel impurities and establish right conditions in the system. Many times we want to reach for the quick fix. We just want to take a pill. But you know, drugs relieve symptoms, but they don't restore health. Many times, what happens is the form and location of disease is only changed. So what are these natural laws that govern a healthy body? In the book Counsels on Health, page 90, it says, pure air, sunlight, abstemiousness, rest, exercise, proper diet, the use of water, trust in divine power, these are the true remedies. To help us remember these natural laws, I'm going to use the acronym STRENGTH. S for sunlight, T for temperance, R for rest, E for exercise, N for nutrition, G for good pure air, T for trust in God, and H for hydration. Lots of water on the inside and on the outside. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. So what's in the blood? Lots of tiny cells. Did you know there are five basic needs of the cell? They are oxygen, water, nutrition, to be able to expel impurities, and to be free from poison. Think about it. Cells make up tissues, tissues make up organs, and organs make up systems. And this makes our body as a whole. So the life of the flesh truly is in the blood. So if we give our body the building blocks it needs, it's able to restore health, and we regain strength. In the book Abundant Health, it says the true science of conquering disease is to do so by restoring health, rather than to expect to restore health by conquering disease. We want to conquer disease by restoring health. It's true, we reap what we sow. So why not sow habits for good health and reap an abundant life? Join me next time for more Tiny Bites for Strength.